It's really much worse than it appears to the casual observer. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and I'm talking about the global economic slowdown. 2 weeks ago, I wrote a piece for Money and Markets called Facing Up to the Global Slowdown. You can read the article at moneyandmarkets.com. I'm glad to say that the subject is starting to get at least a little more attention. It is impossible to know today how big the slowdown will become, and whether it will become a black hole of depression that swallows everything around it, including a hoped-for recovery in the U.S., but it very well could. For now, the evidence is beginning to pile up that a serious slowdown is taking hold. This week, the IMF lowered its global growth forecast for next year to 3.8%, just as the Federal Reserve again lowered its forecast for U.S. growth at its last meeting in September. But here are a few items that I think may help make the case that the slowdown is spreading. Europe, all the hopes of troubled Europe seem to rest on Germany, but we learned this week that German manufacturing stumbled and stumbled badly in August, down 5.7%. Germany's economy shrank 0.6% in the second quarter as well. Unemployment in Germany is rising. Japan, the government describes the Japanese economy as signaling a possible turning point. Now, Goldman Sachs says that language is effectively akin to the government acknowledging that the economy is in recession. That's not really a big admission, considering that the economy shrank 7.1% in the second quarter. China, exports have been central to China's growing economic might, growing over the last decade at an average of 20% a year. Well, the growth has slowed sharply to 8.6% last year, if those numbers are reliable, and they very well may not be. Emerging markets, when China slows, the impact ricochets around the commodity exporting nations. Weak growth is the story in the BRIC nations. Brazil is clearly in recession, despite denials from its government. Russia, of course, is slipping into recession. South Africa is not only not growing, but has unemployment of more than 25%. The U.S., even the domestic news in the United States is not really as good as it's being painted. The government media complex is crowing because the September Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that the unemployment rate fell to 5.9% in September. The Washington Post called it a reassuring sign of the nation's recovery. But the labor force participation rate has dropped to levels last seen in the stagflation of the 1970s. It means that a lot of people have left the jobs market entirely. The most useful of all the jobs numbers is the employment to population ratio. How many people are there? And how many of those are working? That ratio keeps falling. From 64.2% back in 2000, it dropped down to 62% 6 years ago, and now it has dropped below 60%, down to 59%. The number of jobs is simply not keeping up with the increase of the population. In other words, the U.S. is not resilient to begin with, and it's hard to see under these conditions how the U.S. economy escapes the gravitational pull of the entire rest of the world slipping into a period of economic darkness. The U.S. depends upon more than $1.5 trillion in exports a year, almost half of which are capital goods. 40% of the S&P 500 company's sales are outside the country. So those are just a few anecdotes. They're snapshots that may help clear up the trajectory of the global economy. But there is a more efficient way to assess these things, and that is the market itself. The market and its participants are highly aware of all of these economic trends, day by day, minute by minute. They represent a very sensitive barometer of changing conditions, and here's what the market's take is, what the market's take has been for a couple of weeks now. Gold down, oil down, silver down, the stock market down, interest rates down, the dollar up. The market says the global recession is a very real threat. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.